Daily news, breaking updates, and exclusive podcasts. iTricks.com.
Whatnot, but the punching the girl's heart out, and the girls from Zipper was very good, which David Blaine's a massive fan of, and keeps calling me, and well, I want to do your girls from Zipper. He goes, hey, Simon, it's David. I go, David who? It's kind of obvious to me. I don't know anyone else who speaks underwater, you know, and he's got that really thing about his voice. It's great.
All right. Well, just because I want to hear that impression more, since we have you here, okay. What was your opinion of Blaine's special that just aired last week? Have you seen any of it?
I've seen some on YouTube, Justin. It's kind of cool. I mean, I love my work. I love myself. And I hope you love myself like I love myself. Now look into my eyes, Justin. You're going to be falling asleep. Would you like to buy some downers for me? No. I actually like David as a person. He's a nice bloke. He's a very individual guy. He's a one-off, and I really liked his first few specials. He went to like Cannons, bought some magic, became bloody good at them, and went out and raised the money from Fox, whoever it was, and did a really good television, which was based on audience reactions. That was obviously the screaming girls watching his this and the other, or the Balducci. This was great at the time, and it was just what was needed in telly. And he didn't invent street magic. I mean, Isaac Fawkes at Bartholomew Fair in the 1500s, I think, had a go at it.
Yeah.
And then you had, of course, your Central Park magician Jesus, I know him. He's a really nice guy, and I've forgotten his name. It's on the tip of my tongue, but he'll come back. And you know, he didn't invent street magic by any means, but it doesn't matter about that. But he did a great show of audience reactions and very good close-up. I love those first couple of specials. When he started doing the stunts, the endurance tests, which are almost like living works of art, right? I've got a problem there because, well, it's not magic. That's okay. I'm interested. I'll have a look. It's art. So I'll have a look at the art. So, okay, but, and the first couple were quite good. The ice was quite fun. The art, very live, you know, da da da. Standing on a pole was a bit later. I don't know. I didn't really get that. The box he did here was a huge mistake. And I mean, okay. Bill Kalush phoned me. He's a really nice guy. I didn't even know who he was. And he said, I work with David Blaine, and he's a big fan of yours. He'd love you to come down and say hi while he's in his box. And so can I bring the girls from my team? Because they can wear low-cut tops and look up to him and go, hi, David, can I borrow $1 million? Anyway, no. So we went down there, and it was very cold, and we went down. We stood underneath him where you weren't allowed to be in the enclosed area, next to this tube that comes down, which was yellow. In color, we won't
yes, yes.
But it was. And there he is in the box, looking terrible.
I said the tube. Sorry, go ahead.
The tube, yeah, the pee-pee tube. And there he is, looking down this hole. There's a photo on my website that I took, looking straight up at him. He looked like Ben Gunn out of Treasure Island. I mean, the guy looked, you know, like a street hobo. He didn't look great. Poor thing, you know. He'd been in this box with people on the London Bridge having golf practice against it. You know, he did it in a very bad place near the city where they're hooligans, and within half a mile walk of Bermondsey where it's the last bastion of racism in London. It's a bad place, you know. David fulfills a few categories there that they aren't going to like. So they abused him in there, which was really rude and nasty, but it was a crazy place to do it. I said to Bill, why, if David's a fan, why didn't you phone me a year ago and say, we're coming to your home city, where should we do this thing? And I would have said Speaker's Corner, you get permission from the Crown, you do it in Hyde Park. You know, it's a different area. You did it in the really worst place you could do it anyway.
Yeah.
We went down there, and he goes down, hey, Simon Drake, I'm a really big fan of yours. I really love your girls from Zipper. Like this, and we looked up, and we were given a Motorola to speak to him.
Yeah.
And we chatted for a while, and da da da. And then I saw him afterwards when he came out. He's in the hospital. We went to see him, say hi. And I really like him. He's a likable guy, you know. He's just a... I just think he's making a big mistake with some of these stunts, because you're claiming to be just super. You know, if he's going to do a stunt, do like a Houdini escape. you know, Bill Kalush and I had dinner and we talked about some ideas for him. And I said, well, I'm not going to tell you the ideas because they may do them one day. But this hanging upside down thing was too reliant on the elements. The hot air balloons or the helium balloons is totally reliant on wind. And you can't put that at risk. You can't have any risk of the elements because the elements are going to change. You've got to control it, especially the climax of a massive two-hour special.
Yeah.
Which all of America knows about. It wasn't known about here that much, apart from the press that came out. The British press, probably the cruelest in the world, just crucified him here. I mean, horrifically.
Yeah.
Which isn't very nice, but there you go. But it's the same thing. If you're not humble, you'll get humiliated. So if you stand, you'll put yourself up to be the great god of hanging upside down, they're going to have a go at you. You know, you're better off just saying, you know, so it's difficult because it confuses the audience. It's not really an escape or anything. It's an endurance test, which kind of people go, okay, well, is that interesting? They're not really sure, you know. It's kind of art, so it's very hard to understand it. Anyway, the end was a disaster for them, and all I can say is, you can't leave things to the elements in terms of this. If they'd run that by me, I would have said, don't in a million years do something like that. You have to do it tried and tested. It was very risky, and when he starts trying, the dive of death was a sort of dangling. People were shouting out things. What were they shouting out? Spidey Man, you know, Spidey. Yeah.
Well, that was Triumph the Insult Comic Dog from Conan O'Brien and the whole Spider-Man thing.
I mean, it was awful. I felt for him, but I thought, this is badly thought out. You know, this is crazy to put all this money and all this attention on this moment of huge risk. And so anyway, I did look a bit more YouTube about it because I wanted to know. And he explained a bit about the president's speech and the time going back and things like that. And I just thought, it's too risky. You can't do that. You have to be more certain of what you're doing.
Yeah.
And actually, to have vanished, you know, to have done a Houdini Hudson River box would have been better.
Yeah,
you know, and just get out of a box in the very dangerous conditions of a river, and he's strong enough to do that. I mean, the guy will get his shirt off at the first opportunity. You know, we've got to see their muscles and them tattoos.
Exactly.
Fine. He's tough. He's young. He could do that. That would have been applauded, and it's actually a basic escape. But it had to be. It got too clever and too complicated. And when he couldn't fall and he's dangling, it was the most excruciatingly embarrassing thing to watch. And the audience are mocking him to his face, which is quite horrible. And then he goes up in the end as a kind of, wow! And I went, oh, that's good. It's going to go well. And then the bloody flash guns let off. You can see the helium balloons. And everyone goes, okay, we're going home. That sucked.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that was a real disappointment. I feel for him. I mean, I gather the new special is something of a merchandising extravaganza.
Yeah, well, it's funny, you know.
Tricks and percentages and all this, which it doesn't interest me in the slightest. I'm not interested in money. I'm interested in good magic done well, you know.
And the street magic element he really returned to, it seemed like, in this special. It was very much loaded with going out across the country, showing off your sleight of hand skills and really taking it to a personal level. But I think that the contrast between how much he was derided in the press, some more cool than others. I mean, Anderson Cooper, who's a anchor here for CNN.
I saw that was really nasty.
Yeah,
I saw it.
Being snide with him.
Unpleasantness. And
yeah.
These people aren't, I don't think these people are very well. I mean, they spend their whole life being evil about people. It can't be a good day, you know? It can't be. I mean, I just find that really odd. But
it
is.
But yeah,
I said to him on the last special when he was here, when he did the last but one, I said, he's got to get back to that early stuff. Doing what he does well is fantastic, and it'll all work out, but he's got to do that work, you know. And they did, which is great, not because it's my idea. I'm sure a lot of other people told him that.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen the whole special. I don't know if it'll even air here, because I don't think Channel 4 will go near him again, and I don't know if any of the other channels have got the money, because I'm sure it's not cheap to put on. But I hope it airs here. At the moment, all I can do is look at bits of YouTube, which is great. But
I'm sure you got his number. You can just give him a call and ask for a DVD.
I could do, I suppose, yeah. they were going to do something in collaboration with me on it, but there wasn't time. I don't know. I spoke to him about it, and he was interested in doing something, but it never happened. I mean, I think he involves quite a lot of magic thinkers and illusion guys, and it's a question of throwing an awful lot against the wall and seeing what stays on it, you know. So I think he spreads his net pretty wide and then whittles down to the stuff that's really going to work. And that's a good way of doing it in a way. I mean, if you can afford to do that.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Well, I like him. I mean, I do like him. He's a very likable guy. It's just, I mean, he was over here a little while ago for a mobile phone company. He did a Pepper's Ghost, and half of it was him walking around doing close-up for people. Just nothing to do with telly, just the people there. It was very strange. But it was nice to see him, you know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wish him well. I just stick to the magic, rehearse a lot. You know, and you know, that he's really good at that stuff. He's got a really good atmosphere with it. You know, I mean, he turned the Balducci thing into a miracle, and that's something else. I mean, okay, there was some other stuff used there, but so what? I mean, he was great. And those early specials, we shouldn't deride David Blaine too much because, you know, he's still capable of doing good magic, and he's a young guy, you know. I just say, stop playing God, all you guys. Stop trying to be Jesus. It ain't going to work. You know, it's a bad move. You just don't use that iconography. Stop being so, you know, have a glint in your eye. Don't take yourself too seriously. I know they don't as people, but it comes across a bit like that. And I mean, the English can't bear that. I think in America, you'll celebrate the ego of the star a bit more than here. Here, they'll knock you down if you're a bit too big for your boots, you know, which is kind of grounding. But, you know,
So you're saying shooting for Christ may be a little bit over the moon.
Well, it's the iconography and the attitude of, you know, even David, when he's upside down, the poster is his arms are out again. You know, it's that kind of, what is that saying? It's an odd thing. I mean, I think this guy Cyril Takayama is just amazingly good.
Yeah.
I find him really inspiring. I mean, I love his angle on close-up is so, it's almost not close-up, it's really out there. He really breaks the barrier. It's really my way of thinking. I love what he does. I love that fish tank thing he did. I mean, we know what he's doing. It's a penetration frame, but what a great application. What a great bit of entertainment. Everything he does, I just adore. He does the heads going down, which I've seen a lot of people do. But he does it really nicely. He's got a very good atmosphere about himself, you know? He's got a very good... I love that American-Japanese thing.
Yeah!
It's kind of cool, isn't it? And the way the audience reacts is so good. Japanese react better than anyone. Completely like... They almost, you know, give them a sedative. They really kind of freak out.
I know. I really think that, you know, between the Japanese specials and Blaine specials where, you know, just the idea of walking through, you know, Harlem and doing magic, that should be pretty much where all magic specials are shot, between, you know, Tokyo and above 110th Street in Manhattan.
Yeah. I mean, it's great because, I mean, you know, the working class people and the people who are out there who are poor are human beings and they've got a great sense of humor, you know, and they, in a way, they're a better audience than rich people who just rattle their jewelry, you know. That's what John Lennon said at the Royal Variety Show. He said, the poor people up there in the balcony, you can clap your hands, and the rich ones down here just rattle your jewelry, you know. You know, so it's kind of like the attitude when I toured America opening for his son Julian Lennon in 85.
Uh-huh.
The audiences in Texas and stuff were wild. And in the South, they were fantastic. They really went out to have fun. In New York, they were just very sophisticated. They kind of, okay, entertain us. What can you do?
Yeah.
You know, in L.A., they were kind of L.A., you know. It was really interesting. The different audiences around all of America and Canada, it was just great. So that was... Another, I did a lot of stuff with bands while most of the magicians were doing the cabaret circuit and that kind of Vegas equivalent around Europe and around the world. I didn't do hardly any of that. I did opening for bands. I worked with a great singer called Kate Bush, right? Put a lot of stuff together for her show. She's not big in the States, but she's hugely respected.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think people who are music connoisseurs definitely know Kate Bush.
No, it's okay. So I did a lot of stuff with bands, even opening for them, an English band called Madness, who were like the Beatles here for a while. And Kate stuff, so I collaborate with them. So all through the 80s and half the 90s, I was doing that kind of work, you know. iTricks.com.